As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Churchill Slatule on AM 657 kilohertz with Silandelewe. Now, before him was Stephen Okpukiri. He was crucified. I think you caught that bit there. You know, it was a beautiful song there in a reggae style, so to speak, and bring us to exactly 26 minutes to 7. My goodness, time flies, eh? And yes, I hope that all is well with you. If you are driving, drive safe. And it has been raining after a very long time, and unfortunately it has resulted in some floods in certain parts of the country. I saw that Polokwane also experienced some flooding there. So wherever you might be, if it's raining, please make sure that you drive safe and don't try to cross the overflowing bridges. Don't do that. It's dangerous. And if at all the water is in on the road, the puddles and all that, slow down, because you don't know, how deep that hole might be, because otherwise you might damage your car if you are not careful. And of course, not forgetting to drive safely, to make sure that it becomes comfortable to drive, more especially on the side of the other road users. So let's arrive alive, Begitte. Let's do our best to do that. I know that we have prayed, but most of the responsibility, remains in our hands, to make sure that our roads remain and stay safe. Moremi, bring us to exactly 20 minutes to 7. Honamo Ridu Popet, your daily companion. I hope that all is well with you. Mo nakong eno. Remember, coming to you on AM 657 kilohertz, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Gone makubu a oregran kohan hongolo hongwe, hokabahanya naham sabeni jigele. Yeah, more AM 657. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Do you have sales experience? Radio Pulpit is looking for a dynamic sales representative to recruit radio and related advertising for our radio station and media company. You need at least 5 years experience in sales and 2 years in radio sales. With a proven sales track record and an established client base in Gauteng and surrounding areas, a valid driver's license and own transport is essential. Working experience in a Christian community radio environment and a relevant tertiary sales or marketing qualification will be to your advantage. Apply by sending an email with your CV attached to job657@radiopulpit.co.za.
The largest faith and family television network in the world returns to Africa. TBN in Africa, your premier quality Christian channel, returns bigger, stronger, and better than ever before. Join your TBN family on DSTV channel 343 and experience pure faith and family television like never before. To find out more, go to tbninafrica.org. TBN in Africa on DSTV channel 343.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Let's now welcome Dr. Elias Samatla. He's with us in the studio. Dr. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Mwabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
Yeah, we'll be talking fraud this evening. But before we go there, please share with us some of your testimonies.
Let's start off with the one of the fraud, because we've got testimonies on those ones as well. A lady is a teacher. She was listed by the bank for having committed a fraud, and as a result, she couldn't access credit anywhere. She couldn't buy a property, she couldn't buy a car, she couldn't do anything. And she alleged that she didn't know anything about it. She tried to dispute it, but she couldn't succeed. And one thing that one has to note is that fraud is not listed on credit bureau most of the times. It's listed within the bank systems.
Okay.
Yes, through the South African Fraud Prevention Services.
All right.
It's like an ombud for the fraud.
Did she commit that fraud, or was just falsely accused?
She was falsely accused. But the thing is that the investigators don't care about that, you know. And I'll explain why they do that. So, but to cut a long story short, she was listed in 2014, but now in 2022, we managed to remove her because she came to us late after she has tried everything under the sun.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Okay.
Hence, we've got that as a topic for tonight.
All right. So what really happened in her case?
Yeah, she doesn't know what happened. It's just that somebody applied for a home loan using her details.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. I see. All right. Okay, it's 16 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're still with Shamatla. We're talking about fraud. Yes, people steal your identity and then they go ahead and... as you talk about this, mentioned this story as if it was real. I now remember that I actually saw it on TV a couple of months ago on one of the TV, you know, soapies. The guy stole the lady's information, and then he went on to apply for a loan. And I know that some documents were signed fraudulently, so because the lady was not even aware what she was doing and stuff like that. So now, take us through the whole process. What happens and what is happening? For instance, if they steal my ID number or my ID, and how easy is it for them to go ahead and steal and commit fraud using my name, my details?
Okay, it's a well known fact that. Once they are in possession of your ID, obviously they will change the picture. They'll remove the picture, your picture, and they put theirs. So anybody can be Godfrey Mwabi on the ID, because they just remove your photo and they put their photo there.
Now what about the name?
Yeah, the name remains the same because the whole idea is to commit fraud.
Oh, okay. So the name remains the same. It's only the picture.
Yes.
Okay.
So that when the bank's official looks at this person, he or she can see that this is the owner of the ID. But it's your details, your name and ID number. Right?
Okay. So on the bank systems, they don't have your picture. They only have your ID numbers.
They do have, okay, how it works, except with the Stellenbosch Bank.
Mm.
That one, I think it's very difficult to commit fraud on the system.
Okay.
Because they have digitized everything.
All right.
And they can't do anything without your fingerprint.
Mm.
You know? So they need your finger.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But actually, not just one finger, but yes. I think three of them.
Yes, yes. So, and even the consultant at the bank cannot do anything if you are not there physically.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, because they need to have fingers.
So they make it difficult for the fraudsters to commit their crimes.
So unlike other banks, you can say, can you please check for me there, how much is my balance, or can you please check on my statement there? No, when I didn't mention the name, at the Stellenbosch Bank, they can't do that. Because they need your finger.
Yeah, because I know if not only with the banks, there are institutions that, for instance, if I need something from them,
yes.
Or even when they call me, they're going to verify, number one, my phone number.
Which everybody knows.
Yeah, and then my physical address.
Which everybody knows.
So, and then I don't know what else. Then they can be able to go ahead.
Yes.
Or maybe my initials, my master, or my first name and what have you.
And I know all those things.
Do you want to tell me the people who commit frauds are the people who know me?
No, it's not necessarily the people who know you.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say to you is that
it's not safe enough.
It's so easy with the other banks.
Yeah.
Or all the banks except the one.
Okay.
Because the other one, obviously, if you are not there physically, if you are fingered, there's nothing that they can do. They can open the system.
Yeah.
Yes. So with other banks, what happens is that, as I said, somebody can get hold of your ID, the copy of it. Right, so with the remember, they can edit the picture, remove your picture, and put their own picture there. Everything remains the same. It's your ID number and your names. So now, Elias Shamatla becomes Godfrey Mwabi on that ID. It's my picture, but it's your details. So, in terms of the bank statement, If I want to buy expensive car or whatever, then I go to Uvel or Hilbro, to the internet cafe. They're going to generate a statement for me. I think it's cheap. I think it's about 200 rand, a statement. You know, the 3 months bank statement. You get it. In Hilbro, it's a given.
Okay.
It's a well-known.
Yeah. It's a syndicate, actually.
Yes, yes. Mm. So they print your statement. And then the proof of residence is easy, that one. So you go to the bank and apply for a loan as a fraudster. And then you get a loan. We're not the innocent party. You don't know about it. And nobody will tell you about it. Like in this particular case, the lady worked at a mine as a social worker. She was a social worker. She was dealing with the CSIs and whatever, all those things. She was working nicely. Then she saw an opportunity whereby she can come and do wellness for the mine as a service provider. Therefore, she resigned to apply for a tender to become the service provider, which is more money for her and growth. It means growth to her. So she applied, but before she did that, she went to the bank to apply for a business account. The bank, to a different bank altogether. The bank said, no, you are a fraudster. You have been listed by a certain bank that you have committed fraud there. How? What do you mean? Yeah, it's here on the system. You can't get anything. So she went back to the bank. The bank was very hesitant to give her the information. Actually, the minute you are listed as a fraudster at a bank system, they treat you like a real, real criminal. Not even a criminal, a murderer. That's how they, or a rapist. That's how they treat you. They treat you bad. Even the way they talk to you is like they've already, it has been ruled out that you are a murderer, you are a rapist. Okay? So they won't give you any information. So they didn't give her the information, but they did confirm to her that, yes, you have attempted to commit fraud here. Fortunately, we stopped it before we paid the money. You attempted to pay the to apply for a loan with the fraudulent documents. So since she was listed and they were not forthcoming with the information or documentation to prove their allegations, so she went to South African Fraud Prevention Services, SAFPS, South African Fraud Prevention Services. That's where you report when somebody has used your details to commit fraud. Right, so she went to apply there. I mean, she lodged a dispute with that institution. It's like an ombudsman office. So that institution came back to say they concur with the bank. They said, we agree with the bank that the fraud listing must not be removed. You did commit that fraud. And she's devastated because she didn't commit fraud according to her. So she went to the regulator, drove all the way from Limpopo, went to the regulator, and she showed the regulator the letter from the South African Fraud Prevention Services, and the regulator contacted me and said, we have got this case here, it's urgent, can you please assist? Because we know that nobody's going to assist in this case because it's pointless to send her to any other ombudsman. And the letter down there at the bottom, it says, if you are not happy if with our judgment, you can go to the regulator or the ombudsman. Right? So we met, we went to the bank. I said, okay, let's go to the bank straight away and hear their side of the story, because the bank here becomes a player and a referee at the same time. Who told them that they are right in their decision making? Yes. They've got information before them, which you as a consumer do not have. So who told them that it's not their consultant that tried to open the account or the loan using your details? Again, when the application was processed for this fraudulent loan, right? Where was the money going to be paid to? So one thing that I must highlight is that she has got a loan with the particular bank. But again, the information that came out today when we were at the bank was that the same documents were used to open the second loan, which happened to be fraudulent. But there's nothing wrong with the first law. It doesn't make sense to me, and to you as well. It shouldn't make sense.
It sounds like it's an inside job.
So now they say, this bank says they contacted the other bank whereby she got a statement from, because she banks with a different bank, right? So she brought a 3 months bank statement from another bank. So now this bank says, we verified with that bank that the statement is indeed fraudulent. But they see nothing wrong with another loan, with the same statement. That's what they say. And now they say they have closed their file because they are satisfied that this is a fraud. So the question is, as a consumer, where do you go? Because the letter that you get from the place that you must go to says you must go to a regulator if you are not satisfied, or you go to the ombudsman. And all these ombudsmen cannot deal with fraud. The fraud jurisdiction lies with the South African Fraud Prevention Services. So they cannot overrule that institution. So it's the merry-go-around. So that's the case that we have been dealing with. And fortunately or unfortunately, many people are going through the same thing.
So now, what was the latest, and how did you manage to deal with this one?
Well, I contacted the banking ombud to double check if she can take this case. She said, no, we don't deal with fraud matters. They go to the other place. But anyway, we handled the matter today. So we have already requested the bank to reopen their file or their case so that we can be able to interrogate whatever they are saying. They must produce the documentation that they have before them, because they can't just accuse you but not give you the evidence of what they are saying. They must produce their own evidence so that you can
allow
be able to...
allow you to come with your side of the story.
Yes. Mm. They didn't give the consumer the right of reply.
Mm.
Nobody ever asked her, ma'am, do you know about this or not? They just couldn't. And the thing is that they didn't even have a decency to alert her or inform her about this thing.
Mm.
She heard from another bank.
Mm.
All along. And she says afterwards, surprisingly, they still offered her credit. Called her, hey, come and have a credit card. You qualify for a credit card of so much.
A whole fraudster.
You can't be a fraudster if you have not been pronounced by the court.
Yeah, let's hope for the best
the
to
only
come
thing,
out of it, yes.
The only thing that I forgot to ask her is if she has got enemies.
Mm.
And your worst enemy can be your ex.
Oh, okay. It's a woman. Is it a woman?
Yes, she's a woman, yes.
Okay, let me not say what I had in mind. Let not speak my mind.
The cases that we dealt with, the funny cases like this one, normally it's when the ex is involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's the one or she's the one who's got all the information. And if it's not an ex, it's the inside job, one of the employees.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's so easy to track this matter.
Mm.
And if you are a policeman and you are listening, or if you are an investigating officer, there's a job for you in the bank.
Mm.
And I'm sure they're getting paid well.
Okay.
Hey, I saw their cars at the parking lot.
The investigators.
You know, M3 Baba.
Who?
The new one.
Who are they working for?
The bank. Yeah, the bank.
To investigate these cases for the bank.
Yeah, you come with
but
your
it
own.
Looks like this one, they didn't do their work.
No, that's how they operate anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, nobody's going to challenge you.
Mm.
Yes. It's a nice job because
so
you come...
I thought this one is going to be as easy as the other ones that they just, you know, put them away.
Yeah, because you remember, you get like targets.
Yeah.
You know, to investigate.
Mm.
You've got a pile.
You're the own boss there, basically.
You're your own boss.
Yeah, nobody. No deadlines, no pressure, nothing.
No, there are deadlines because you have to finish this work so that it can be paid well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's easy to shrug everything off and say, but that guy's, no, there's no case here.
Yeah, this person's a fraudster.
Yeah,
yes.
He's a fraudster. Yes. Yeah. Mm. So now what happens if they are found, you know, to have not have done their work properly?
So they have to delist her as a fraudster so that she can go on.
I'm talking about these so-called investigators who are sleeping, you know, in their jobs.
The thing is that we don't know what happens internally
when
their investigation is is turned around. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a challenging one there. And I hope that you won't wish this one. You won't wish this one to your worst enemy. I'm telling you.
It's bad.
Yeah. It's 1 minute before 7 on Radio Pulpit. Tell you what, we are not taking any calls because we have a problem with our lines. Our lines have been down ever since this morning. I thought by now they would be back. But it's not going to be. It appears like that. So if maybe you wanted to talk to Ndatresha Matla and you have his details, maybe your WhatsApp details, by all means, you can talk to him right now or on his Facebook page, because maybe it's something said or it's urgent on your side and you wanted to talk to him directly. But unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take any calls, or I won't be able to make any calls as promised because of the system that has actually disappointed us. But the engineers are working on it. The technicians, not the engineers, they're working on it to make sure that we get back to work as normal. Yes, a little bit of other things pertaining to this case here, fraud, what to do. Okay, what is the first thing, that first step that you need to take?
You have to take a trip to the police station to write up an affidavit.
Okay.
Yeah, to state your side of the story.
But how will you find out?
No, once you have known.
Yeah.
Because remember, like...
Or will you get maybe the letters from the bank?
No.
Or letter of demand to say you have defaulted?
No. No, remember, you carry with your life as nothing happened. It's like you are working with an HIV. You don't know that you have got HIV. You don't know that.
But the guy are not honoring the loan agreement. They are not paying, are they?
Yeah. If they pay out the loan, and then obviously the account will be in default. That's when they're going to contact you. So sometimes they can detect fraud before they pay out.
Oh, I see now.
Yes.
Okay.
So if they've detected it, so they're going to still list you as a fraudster. But you won't know about it. It's like you have got sugar diabetes, but you don't know about it because you haven't tested.
Or cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, the moment you know about it, it's too little, too late. It's malignant now.
Yes. Okay. And then the other thing is that, as I said, they don't investigate properly, because they have got lots of cases and nobody's going to interrogate them. When you are seen as a fraudster, it becomes worse when your child goes to the private school and they want to check your details. Or worse, when your child goes to university and you want to apply for accommodation for the residence, they ask for your particulars. If they can pick up that the guarantor or the surety for the child or the parent for the child is a fraudster, they won't allow the child to stay in their premises. Can you see what can this do to your family? But they can even push it further. That's when they have paid out the money. If they have paid out the money and the money went to somewhere that you don't know, but they have listed you as a fraudster, they are going to check your bank statement. They can go as far back as they want. They are going to freeze the accounts of all the people that have ever transferred the money to you or you transferred to you. I'm talking about your mother, your mother-in-law, your brother-in-law, everybody. They freeze their accounts. I know the guy or the who was building the whole mall, right? They froze his account and he had nothing to do with this.
When I get sabotage is serious. He has got nothing to do with this. So it's a sabotage. We all know that. They were just sabotaging the guy. They don't want him to succeed and all that. Yeah,
like on your birthday, I'm saying, Mr. Mwabi, I won't be with you. Here's the 200 rand. Go and buy yourself a
cake. Then they freeze your account.
Then they freeze my account.
No, that's demonic.
And I discussed this with the banking ombud. She said, I don't have a jurisdiction there. It's between you and the bank, because the banks are saying is the matter between them and their clients. It's private and confidential. They can't discuss with anyone even why they freeze your accounts.
No. Mm-mm. It's just some few folks there. Baba na lady pilo tedi di tsila mo. Just imagine. Why now you don't even know what this?
The lady here in midstream estates, one of the expensive golf estates. They've closed her accounts in one day and everything. Even her pastor's accounts.
Nahan.
You understand? Even the church's account. because he transferred the money to the church and to the pastor at some point. They froze their accounts, the case that I was dealing with. They said to her, we want our money before the close of business today. I mean, where will you get the 3.5 million for the bond in one day? They closed everything today. But we managed to move her to another bank, and we wrote to the CEO and the legal head of the bank and whatever there. They said they will investigate, but in the meantime, we produced the evidence to the, because we managed to get the information that they had. The way we got it, they don't know that we got the information, but we managed to get the information. We showed to the another bank, so the other bank opened the accounts for her. Then she carried on with her life.
They've lost. Thank you very much for being with us.
067
5934. Email info@marefi.co.za,
right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.